Good morning, Boston.
Good morning.
I feel like I'm on a talk show. Is this the Today Show or what are we? Yeah, here's and we're here with Molly Bell, and she's speaking at ACUC today. How are you, Molly?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Good. Thanks for asking.
Oh, I'm loving being here in Boston.
Boston's a cool place.
Right? Cornerstone of our history.
It's a little bit.
Super cool. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Have you done like the Boston Tea Party thing or anything like that yet?
No, I did a very small snippet of the Freedom Trail yesterday.
Oh, did you? That's really neat.
I did. I took lots of pictures of old headstones, which seems super creepy, but it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Right?
These was like a graveyard over there? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I know what you're talking about. Were they from like the 1600s and 1700s? Oh. Yeah.
Super cool. Yeah. Anyway.
Indeed. All right. Well, we'll do the tour later. We'll bring the camera and everything. So, but anyway, hey, you're talking today. What's your topic today? Leadership and all that good stuff?
Leadership.
Specifically?
Yeah. I would say, so it's called Own It, Earn It, Give It. And I think last year at ACUC, I mentioned it to you. It's a program or content really for leadership development, mm-hmm. emerging mm-hmm. leaders maybe. Mm-hmm. But I have a real passion about the future of this industry.
Okay.
And I think for us to have the greatest impact, we have to ensure that we've got those leaders prepared with the toolkit to be the very best leaders they can be.
Mm-hmm. We're kind of in a leader succession plan era right now because of the mass exodus of a current CEO or the current leadership, and now the new blood is coming in. So what advice do you have for those folks to keep our industry at a healthy clip, what we're experiencing right now?
Yes. I would say one of the things I love about credit unions is we lead with heart, right? We have a real passion, I think, for the work that we do. Yep. And so some of that is making sure that we understand who we are as purpose-driven organizations. Yesterday, I don't know if you caught Jonathan Mildenhall. It was fantastic, this notion of purpose-driven organizations. I'm like, wow, does this tie so perfectly into this this idea? And really, to me, the most effective leaders not only lead with heart, but really know themselves, mm-hmm. kind of deeply know mm-hmm. themselves mm-hmm. and understand who they are mm-hmm. so they can be confident, authentic leaders. Mm-hmm. So that's
yeah.
what it's all about.
Okay, yeah, because, I mean, that's something you don't hear every day. It's like, lead with heart. What?
Right, exactly. Right.
Where did this come from, Molly Bell? I mean, where did this...
Thanks for
asking. I mean, I like it. I like it. And I think it's true, especially in this industry where we're people helping people, where there's a lot of empathy and a lot of effort in that area. So I think leading with heart is a good thing for us.
I have to give Bob Trunzo at CUNA Mutual Group mm-hmm. credit. When I was working at CUNA Mutual Group years ago, we read an article, his executive team read an article called Discovering Your Authentic Leadership. It was from Harvard Business Review, I believe, in 2007. Mm-hmm. And it really kind of put me on my own journey of self-discovery. I've always kind of been a WYSIWYG, like the what you see is what you get, mm-hmm. but really going deeper in that layer of kind of why. You know, what was my root story? Why did I evolve to be the human being that I am today? Mm-hmm. And what I tell other folks is just make sure that you kind of accept yourself for who you are too, mm-hmm. to drop the veneer. Give yourself a hug for that good, the bad, the ugly, everything that you are. So
I think people like that.
I think so too.
And it connects you a lot better, you know, on a deeper level, which is what we want in this industry once again. So one of your other talking points was why it's important to be emphatic. Is it emphatic?
Empathetic.
Oh, empathetic. My bad.
No, that's okay.
I wrote that. I apologize.
You can be emphatic.
Emphatic, empathetic leader, occasionally vulnerable. Okay, now this is where I went. Okay, now she's really getting deep here.
That's crazy.
So, no, it's not crazy. It's going deep here. Okay, vulnerable. This is something people, especially a leader, is that really in their vernacular? You know, is that?
No. And I think that is why this topic is important to me personally, is because I think that, you know, I grew up in a family where it was kind of pick yourself up from your bootstraps, and, you know, we developed very thick skin in the Bell household. And I think one of the things I discovered about myself was that I needed to let myself be more vulnerable and again break my own walls down. Mm-hmm. And so I encourage other leaders to think about that. And we as human beings don't like to be vulnerable, right?
No, we don't.
It means that we
scary
might
place
have a little pain mm-hmm. and a little hurt. Mm-hmm. But we kind of have to do that. We have to step into vulnerability a little bit to be our true whole selves again and be empathetic mm-hmm. for our members, for the people that work around mm-hmm. us, and again, for ourselves.
Wow. I mean, this is a whole new area, at least for me it is. And because I'm thinking, gosh, was Steve Jobs vulnerable? Is Elon Musk vulnerable? Is Bill Gates vulnerable? I mean, maybe they are. I mean, if you get to know them, I guess. But I don't know. So, but this is something really kind of a new thought for me. And went, wow. And maybe this relates really well to our industry once again, because we are in the financial services industry, and we are helping people, most of the time, the underbanked people or the non-banked people. So
that's
kind of have to be.
And I hope credit unions are. Yeah. I hope credit unions are open to serving that underserved population and to do it right and well, to offer the best products and services for them. We have to start with empathy. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to do empathy without vulnerability.
Concur.
So,
I agree.
Yeah.
All right.
So how your personal journey to discover your authentic leadership enables effective leadership.
Yes.
Your third talking point. Let's hear...
I think I touched on that a little bit, just around to be the most effective leader I think that we can be, and that's a leader of others that are around us. We're always influencers, right? So I don't, doesn't matter to me if you have a direct report or not, right? Mm-hmm. We're all leading. Mm-hmm. But to be that most effective leader, we have to really be able to put ourselves out there. And again, authenticity, to me, in my opinion, and I think there's research on this, of course, or I wouldn't talk about it, leads to confidence, real confidence. Again, not an inauthentic confidence. Takes down that bully factor, if you will, a little bit. One of my favorite things to talk to leaders about is really that ability, that authenticity and confidence allows us to look in the mirror and really ask ourselves, when we're angry or when we're reactive, why, right? It keeps going down to your purpose, your values, why, what's going on inside that is causing you to maybe get grumpy or angry or whatever. And all of those things help us evolve as better leaders.
And if you are a leader of a credit union or any industry for that matter, this kind of permeates throughout the organization, right?
Thank you for bringing that up.
You're welcome.
Because leadership is culture, right? Mm-hmm. And in order to drive the best strategies, we have to have great culture. So it all fits together, I think. It's a beautiful little puzzle.
I like that puzzle. All right, I'm going to wrap up with, what are some takeaways that you want your audience that you're going to be talking about today, this topic? What do you want them to take back to their credit union that they can implement Monday morning?
That's a fantastic
kind of go
question.
Look in the mirror and go, hey, you know what? What can I do better? How can I be more authentic? That type of stuff.
One of the things I'll talk about, and again, some people are going to go, what? What? I'm not going to do that. One of the things I talk about, a simple tool in the toolkit, is journaling, because it helps you become more mindful. Mm-hmm. And again, it gives you a safe space to look in the mirror. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things I would say, and there's more and more research about the more stress you're under, the higher up you go in an organization, the more important journaling is.
Really?
Actually,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so that would be a simple takeaway to go back and not only do it for yourself, but enable and allow and encourage your team to do it as well.
Follow-up question to that. What does journaling do? How does it de-stress you, or what does it do? Because I'm interested in this as well. Because I like to write and all that type of stuff, but journaling is kind of a new thing for me. So I want to. So I'm being selfish and asking an expert here.
One of the things I'll do for the attendees in the audience is give them actual topics like to think about. So journal a little bit about your values construct. What do you hold personally dear? And again, more importantly, why? Mm-hmm. All of those things, as you peel that onion of self, I think it's helpful. Mm-hmm. But it can also just help when you've had that really crappy day, or you've gotten in a fight with your spouse at home, or you're frustrated with the kiddos, to just let it out. Okay. Gets it out of your brain. You sleep better. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, right? You sleep better. And it allows you, again, to explore maybe why. Why are you reacting in the way that you did? And what was it that upset you, really, at the core?
Yep.
So, yeah.
Very cool. Oh, my gosh. This is, wow. I'm discovering all sorts of new things. Molly, I need to have you on the show more often, because it's helping me out, too. So, thank you.
No, you're welcome.
Everybody, Molly Bell, she is talking this afternoon. And get to her session, because you're going to learn a lot.
Yes.
So, thank you very much. Appreciate
thank you.
It.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thanks.
Keep up the good work there, Molly
thank
Bell.
You.
Good job.